Last week in St. Petersburg, a community forum was held to discuss strategies for eliminating the healthcare gap between blacks and whites. Author and lawyer Vernelia Wilson was the keynote speaker. Vernelia Randall is a law professor at the Dayton School of Law in Ohio and the author of Dying While Black, a book that examines the healthcare crisis among minorities in America. She spoke last Saturday at a community forum at the James P. Sanderlin Community Center in St. Petersburg about what she calls the healthcare gap, a discrepancy between the overall health of blacks and whites in the United States.
And what we see is that we're not even close to white Americans in terms of the level of our health. That is the gap. Now, someone might say, well, we all should be more healthy. And I can't argue with that. You know, white males should stop being number 31 and be number one, given the amount of money we spend.
Randall talked about issues that she feels are commonly misconstrued as causes for the healthcare gap, such as class or poverty.
Right now, the facts say that if you are middle class black, you have worse health than middle-class whites.
According to Randall, one of the primary factors contributing to the healthcare gap is the lingering stress that black Americans have had to endure throughout history.
As a nurse, and I was a nurse for 15 years, a public health nurse for 15 years, and one of the things that we used to say to pregnant women, and it's a truism, you know, one of those things that for most people it's going to be true. The health of the mother affects the health of the child. My health was impacted by my mother's health, who grew up during Jim Crow, legal apartheid, who grew up not being able, who lost a baby because no doctor would come out to where she was. What is my stress on me and my brother and sister, my brother who died in his 50, my sister who has MS, me who has a list of diseases, I add one every year. The stress of living in legal apartheid.
Randall also notes that oftentimes fresh vegetables and other foods that are part of a healthy diet are unavailable in primarily minority communities.
I just get so frustrated when people tell people you need to eat more fresh vegetables. And I'm like, well, if you're in my community, where the hell are you going to get that? You know, my community that I live in right now, the only grocery store is 5 miles out. Okay? How people who don't have cars, the bus system is terrible because we have a poor city, so we aren't blessed by a good transportation system. And so you're actually saying to people, find some way to go 5 miles out to get fresh vegetables when you're working 70 hours a week on jobs that tear you down health-wise, tiredness-wise, and the closest place, because we got Arby's and Burger King and Wendy's and we got every kind of fast food there is. All every 2-3 blocks there's a fast food.
WMNF asked Randall if a system of universal health care would serve to eliminate the health care gap.
Universal health care, not health coverage. Universal health care would be an effective way of reducing the gap. And if you look at the systems where we have universal health care, like the military system, okay? They had, you know, whatever you might think about the military, they have an effective universal health care system.
According to a Center for Disease Control and Prevention survey from 2004, the average lifespan of a black American is 5.2 years less than that of a white American. From St. Petersburg for WMNF, I'm Jamie Kidder.